Saturday, August 3, 2013, the day one Buccaneer in the Pro Football Hall of Fame became two. We were in Canton for the induction of Warren Sapp into the Hall of Fame as part of the class of 2013. And while we were here, we got a chance to go inside those walls and check it out. So here's a tour of the Pro Football Hall of Fame from a Bucs Life point of view. Now, this is a very interesting display you see as soon as you come upstairs here at the Hall of Fame. It shows every team in the league and a timeline of their year-by-year records. If you look right here, you'll see the Buccaneers timeline right here, starting with that historic 0-26 start, and then the first two wins at the end of that year, going up through the 1970s and 80s. Slowly, you see some of the records getting better here in the late 90s, and of course, we peak right here. That's the 2002 Super Bowl championship season. And right here we have the room that displays the current class of 2013, which of course includes your own Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Warren Sapp, the second Buccaneer inducted into the Hall of Fame. That will happen in just a few short hours. Over to the right of the display, you see the two jerseys that Warren wore during his time with the Buccaneers and some other mementos from that incredible career as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And here we come upon a display of 14 helmets belonging to different Hall of Famers, including up in the right-hand corner, the Buccaneers' first Hall of Famer, Leroy Selman, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1995. He is now, if you look on this display here and you click on his helmet, you get a video just devoted to Leroy Selman and his amazing career, the first Buccaneer ever inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he'll be joined by Warren Sapp in just a few hours. Rondé Barber may have just retired, but that started the clock ticking on his Hall of Fame eligibility. He'll first be eligible 5 years from now, but in at least one way, he's already in the Hall of Fame. Here's his jersey and gloves from 2010, commemorating when he became the first player in NFL history to record both 40 career interceptions and 25 career sacks. Just a few feet away from where Rondé Barber's jersey and gloves are on display is another display about rookie records, and another Buccaneer is prominently displayed there. Back in 2005, Cadillac Williams ran for 434 yards in his first three games in the NFL, and that's a record for any player and still stands in their first three games, and that's why the Hall came calling for his shoes and his gloves. And of course, there's a display, a video displaying that you just saw there that shows some of his highlights from those first three games. All right, Buccaneer fans, as many of you already know, there are some big changes coming to the Pro Bowl this year, including a player draft and no AFC-NFC divisions. But the Pro Bowl's been around since 1939, and one thing that's already changed a lot throughout the years is the uniforms. This display about the Pro Bowl and its uniforms just happens to include Derrick Brooks from the year he was MVP of the Pro Bowl, and of course, our first Hall of Famer, Leroy Selman. Perhaps the most popular room here at the Hall of Fame is the room of busts of all the Hall of Famers. There's a long line just to get in here, and you follow it around chronologically, and you see these amazing bronze busts of every player in the Hall of Fame, every figure, because some of them are also coaches and team representatives. And when you get around to 1995, of course, you find the first Buccaneer Hall of Famer, Leroy Selman, the defensive end who played from 76 to 84 and then was inducted in 1995. So far, the class of 2013 is not in here, but shortly, Warren Sapp's own bus will be joining Leroy Selman's. And that's it for our little tour of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and especially the exciting Buccaneer-related elements. We're here, of course, because Warren Sapp is being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a class of 2013. But who knows, we could be right back here again next year. Derrick Brooks is eligible for the first time.